Hello, it's Rich Wilson again on Great American 3. This is take two on the recording. It was just cut off through the satellite link just shortly ago. Anyway, we are approaching midnight of January 5th, but it is bright daylight here. Sunny blue skies, pretty amazing. Position 48 degrees 06 minutes south, and longitude is 176 degrees 41 minutes west. Crossing the international dateline a few hours ago, we've passed from the eastern hemisphere into the western hemisphere, and that feels very good. That's where home is, the western hemisphere. So we're moving very fast right now in between two systems. Again, we're approaching a high pressure system, but with a low to the south, and they're squeezing together with making a strong gradient pressure between the two, and the wind has shifted up to amidships. We're on port tack, making right now 13.5 knots, a course of 86 degrees almost due east for the next ice gate, which is about 270 miles ahead, I believe. So anyway, trying to get up there as quickly as we can to keep going. Pretty interesting to go across the dateline. Did record a video of it, which should be up on the website soon. Seeing that E turn to W was once in a lifetime. We have seen it at the prime meridian, but not going across the dateline. And before that, we were in between two sets of islands, which was kind of interesting. To the south were the Antipodes Islands, which are islands. The Antipode is opposite in Greenwich in London, where the prime meridian is at 51 north, and these islands are about 50 south and 180 degrees of longitude apart, so they were named the Antipodes. And to the north of us, as we came across, was a small group of islands called the Bounty Islands. And a little bit of research back home led to the fact that, yes, that was Captain Bligh on the Bounty, discovered those islands a few months before the mutiny. And so we're in historic waters. And we went up over the Bounty platform, which was a shallower area for about 100 miles or so. Anyway, we're out here. I talked with Johnny yesterday, Johnny Malvin of Artemis. He was the head of North towards Auckland, New Zealand, having retired from the race. Really sad to see him go. We were chatting about every day through all those gales in the Indian Ocean at like having a bit of a running mate out here. He was usually about 100 miles ahead. I was trying to chase him down. He was trying to pull away, and but it was great. Great to have somebody who was basically in the same weather system and could simply emotionally understand what you were going through, getting hammered day after day after day after day by that string of gales that our little group sustained. Nicely received an email from Sam Davies on Roxy yesterday, who recognized that I lost my running mate and sending some virtual company to me. So, very astute observation there, Sam, and she's sailing such a great race way up ahead, but just pounding along, doing great, and enjoying every minute of it. Terrific. And she's been sailing alone for a while as well, without somebody in close company. So, she understood the situation. So that's about it from here. We're trying to make miles. We've got third reef in the main and the staysail up, and I'm quite sure we're always faced with the same dilemma. What's the next move down as the breeze slowly strengthens? I think as the staysail is really too big, we really need a smaller staysail. Too much area. But anyway, we're making good time, boats holding together, and we will check in with you again tomorrow. Great American 3 off there.